Skagway leaders are hoping the state changes its plans for the town's ferry dock. The Alaska Department of Transportation is preparing to refurbish the dock this fall and winter. But Skagway officials say that temporary fix isn't the best option in light of new Alaska-class ferries due to sail the Lynn Canal in 2018. Skagway's mayor and assembly are lobbying the state for a ferry dock replacement, not refurbishment. In September, Mayor Mark Schaefer sent a letter to Governor Bill Walker. Schaefer proposes what he says is a more cost-effective solution for the dock because of the new Alaska-class ferries. He asks the state to consider reconfiguring Skagway's dock to be compatible with the new vessel's bow-loading doors. Here's Schaefer at a recent assembly meeting.
The refurbishment does not allow for the efficient berthing that they need, meaning in berthing, so that they can drive cars on and drive them off at the other end. And without that component, the Alaska class ferry schedule gets a little skewed.
Schaefer notes that a bow loading terminal would cut turnaround time as ferries come and go. Schaefer wrote the letter in September. A few months later, Governor Walker announced he would not pursue the Juneau Access Road. Skagway Assemblyman Orion Hansen wondered if that could open funding for the Skagway dock.
And I mean, this might be our chance to really put this at the forefront of, you know, the state legislature.
In February, Governor Walker responded to Schaefer's letter. The governor voices concerns about changing plans at this stage, but he says he asked DOT to work closely with Skagway to develop an optimal plan.
We have been directed to work with the municipality of Skagway, the Department of Transportation, work with the municipality of Skagway to explore those options.
That's DOT Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel. He says DOT will meet with Skagway officials to discuss their issues with the current plan, but DOT is apprehensive about changing course.
There are some challenges associated with such a change in terms of redesign, potential delay in doing the project, additional funding necessary for a more complex project than was originally intended, and trying to figure out what the master plan is for the Port of Skagway.
Skagway leaders are requesting the dock be replaced with a facility that has more efficient loading capacity. But Neusel says that wouldn't necessarily change the Alaska-class ferries' assignments. DOT plans to run one ferry between Haines and Skagway and the other between Haines and Juneau. Coast Guard rules limit the day boats to maximum 12-hour shifts.
The impetus for scheduling them with two vessels running two separate routes based out of Haines, basically, is because a single vessel cannot do the full, what we used to call the triangle route, in the allotted time. You can't go Auk Bay, Haines, Skagway, back to Haines and back to Auk Bay all in a 12-hour day. So due to the time constraints on the vessel, the scheduling for those vessels needed to be altered to be able to stay within the day boat requirements.
Neusel says because a separate ferry will be making the relatively short trip between Skagway and Haines, a quick turnaround time at the Skagway dock isn't necessary. He says the current side-loading setup is adequate for now. Neusel says the refurbishment will buy time while the community comes up with a long-term plan for its port.
We really need to know what that looks like before investing significantly into a expanded ferry terminal dock.
Skagway's goal to improve its waterfront has been in limbo for over a year due to access issues with the company that controls much of the Tidelands property. But the community's push for a different ferry dock is causing DOT to put a slight hold on things. Project manager David Lowell says the uncertainty caused them to delay the estimated project bid date from March to May. Skagway and DOT officials will meet in the near future to discuss the municipality's request. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.